Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
And it's 9:10. Welcome back. Checking on things.
You done all the shopping for the Chitlins yet?
It's close. It's real close, and I can't wait for it to be over.
Because yesterday morning, you'd said you put a six-hour shift in.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. And then yesterday you had to do more?
It was brief. It was just a couple. Well, it ended up being like five stops, but it really should have been a couple stops. Yeah. And basically, my stops yesterday got me nothing. I've just been able to now narrow it down for today.
It wasn't even buying? It was just
no,
selection?
It was just looking and, oh, that's not going to work. And, oh, no, that's not it. And, oh, no, that's not it either.
Every day I come to work and I hear your trials and tribulations as a father. And I think, why in the world would anyone have children? It sounds exhausting, painful, and difficult.
You know why? Because when you get home, and that tree's got the lights on it, and that elf in the shelf shows up every morning in a different spot.
Crazy little bastard.
To see the magic of Christmas in the eyes of a child, there is nothing like it.
So what do you do for the
I have a 9, a 6, and a 3, and they are absolutely bananas right now.
Really?
Absolutely out of their mind.
Just wound up like Reddit and all-you-can-eat buffet?
The letters have been sent. The behavior, I pulled out the first, hey! You know Santa's watching, right? It worked. Kid had to put a little, you know, a little medicine, get better. I don't want to take the medicine. I don't like it. Hey, you know, naughty or nice, you tell me. Santa's watching.
Okay.
Do you want coal or not? I mean, it's up to you. I don't make these decisions.
So that's why you have kids, because they're because you love them and they're yours and they're cute.
Sure sounds difficult.
Yeah. The mumps. I don't know, what constitutes an epidemic? Would you say the NHL is facing an epidemic with mumps? Maybe not.
I would think the percentage of the population in the U.S. that is infected, considering how many are NHLers, maybe epidemic is the right word.
You know what? It's because remember as a kid, there were like the three things. You'd have your measles, your mumps, and your chicken pox. Did you have any or...
I had the chicken pox, I recall. What were the other two?
Measles, mumps.
I don't know, but I feel like... I definitely had the chicken pox.
Yeah, I had two of the three, the chicken pox, the measles, never had the mumps. So maybe, you know, we look at it. Yeah, I guess if I was in those rooms, I would be susceptible. I've never had it. And it looks as though it's becoming more and more widespread. We mentioned during the kind of the roundup, Duncan Keith didn't play last night for Chicago.
Questions.
There's, you know,
Darcy Kemper.
It's not mumps, but it's like, well, they haven't said it's mumps.
And they said it wasn't mumps with Sid, so that doesn't mean it's not mumps.
Darcy Kemper, apparently a stomach flu type of a thing, but he missed the game last night that he was supposed to start, and some are saying, well, it could be mumps. And we're finding out this morning, this from Chris Johnston, one of our terrific reporters with Sportsnet. The Penguins of Pittsburgh now say that Marc-Andre Fleury, Olli Maatta, and Robert Bortuzzo are being tested for mumps. So they're not on the ice. I would guess they're sequestered or quarantined or however you want to put it. They have some dude in net for the practice session today. Jim Britt, whoever that is with their staff.
How about Jimmy?
Attaboy, Jim. Get in there. Do you play well in the playoffs? Because we might need somebody.
And boom, this is the medical staff that didn't think Sidney had mumps when he had the grapefruit-sized swelling of his glands and chin.
That's still amazing.
So if they are testing these guys because they think they might have it, I mean, well, I wouldn't be surprised at all if all three of them did. The teammate of theirs has it.
Yes. I mean, after they dropped the ball, and they did, clearly, on the Crosby thing, I would guess they're going to try their best to be out in front. If anyone has a sniffle or a slight fever, they're going to be taken out of the room and tested for this.
They also just had a really good look at what mumps looks like. So I would not be surprised if, you know, we don't know what the results are, but there's a reason those guys are not practicing today. By the way, the definition of an epidemic? A rapid spread of an infectious disease to a large number of persons in a given population within a short period of time, usually 2 weeks or less.
So it's an epidemic.
This would qualify.
We're facing an epidemic. What's disappointing, and again, there's always some little things like, okay, well, hopefully they'll be okay and all that. Many of the teams, I think the Flames are in that group. The Carolina Hurricanes announced yesterday, basically across the league, teams are canceling their Christmas visits to children's hospitals and that sort of thing.
Islanders did it as well.
Because just precautionary, it may be nothing, but that's the last thing you need to do is have someone with symptoms of mumps or being contagious going into an already difficult area like a children's hospital.
And the worst part of the mumps is that you don't know that you have it. It can incubate in your body for 10 to 14 days before it shows up. So you might have it and feel totally normal. So in theory, you could have half of the Penguins having it and they don't even know it yet.
I've had chicken wings do that. Incubate in my body for like up to 14 days.
What happened?
It's like, wow, I'm still burping that stuff. It's like, it's still in there?
How is that hot and salt and pepper mix still in there?
When did I eat those? That was like 4 days ago.
That's Thai chili. That's the wing.
But you wonder for the Flames if they're not a little bit, because they were in Pittsburgh playing that day. They didn't play Crosby, but obviously, like you say, if it's 7 to 14 days, we're about 7 days out coming up.
And we saw Derek Brassard get scratched for the same reason. He was head-to-head with Crosby. Rangers were in town in their visitor locker room last night. I don't know. It's pretty weird. I don't know how this happens.
Give me the... not so much the symptoms, but let's just say I've got full-blown mumps. Obviously, there's the neck swelling, and that's we see that. But as far as what's the discomfort? What is it that I'm going to notice if I'm with mumps?
All right, here's a quick Reader's Digest version. Mumps has an incubation period of 7 to 18 days, but on average is around 10 days after exposure. As well as the telltale neck swelling, symptoms may include pain and discomfort from the swelling, fever, headache, feeling sick, dry mouth, joint aches, and general malaise. Ear pain may be felt, especially when chewing.
I've got the mumps.
I was going to say, this sounds like you.
I didn't even know it. I've got the mumps. Malaise? Yes.
Joint aches?
Always.
Dry mouth?
Yes.
Headache?
Uh-huh.
Discomfort from swelling?
Look at me.
Okay. Feeling sick?
Yes.
Fever?
Yeah, in and out.
That's what a fever is.
Yeah.
Hot and cold.
I mean, look at my neck.
The neck
is swollen. Thing.
Huh? And now I'm exposed and I'm traveling to Mexico. Thanks.
I guess what's interesting, 2014, going to be soon 2015, when we get, you know, shots and stuff, are we not past the point where we don't get mumps? You just take something?
This is secondhand, so I might be entirely wrong.
Don't even say that. Just... I've spoken with someone. I've spoken to a source.
I've spoken to sources that tell me it used to be a mandatory, you know, when you got those super shots at school, the boosters, that used to cover mumps, and that it's become optional in the last 10, 15 years. So some kids have not been.
Jenny McCarthy.
Immunized.
Yeah. This from our fan feedback line from someone who claims to be an AHS employee, an Oz employee.
An Alberta hockey school?
That's right.
No.
If you're vaccinated properly as a kid, you get a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination.
That's the booster I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I think those became optional more recently. I don't know why. That sounds stupid, but hey, I think we took fluoride out of the water.
Because these nutsos, right? Jenny McCarthy, don't get your kid vaccinated. No, that's right. Certainly don't do that. Hey, Boomer, I'd say you look like you have the mumps, but then again, they're only supposed to last 3 days. Yeah, this has been lingering for a number of years, if in fact I have. Maybe it's a weird strain.
It said 3 days, not decades, right?
Yeah. Boomer isn't sick. He's pregnant. Now, it's not becoming take shots at Boomer segment.
We're talking
about the mumps.
And you don't have morning sickness often.
I am sick in the morning. It takes me a long time to get going.
Maybe you are pregnant.
Hmm. Pregnant and the mumps?
Yeah,
I hope the baby will be okay. Other things around spirits when we come back. We'll kind of get you caught up. We've talked a lot, obviously, about the Flames and the Rangers. Off day for the Flames today. They will practice tomorrow and then play Dallas on Friday. And I am curious what the tone of practice will be tomorrow. Will it be a crack the whip? Will there be a lot of blowing things down to start over and do it again? Or is it the soft approach? If, like Derek Wills says, you know, they've been doing a lot of good things. They've been on the road. They just haven't played well. All they need is a small reset to get back to what they've been doing well. We'll find out. Steinberg will have that for us in roughly 25-6 hours.
And if Rick Nash gave them a lot to deal with on the blue line, you got the league's leading scorer coming in on Friday. And probably one of the more dangerous lines in hockey with Ben and Seguin. So, as a wise man once said, one word. Look out.
Who was the player you were talking about?
Ben and Seguin. They're coming in.
Last night?
Rick Nash.
Smash, smash, smash.
Rick Smash.
Nash.
Mm.
Smash.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
20 after 9, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Tonight on the radio, the Calgary Hitmen taking on the Edmonton Oil Kings. Good little rivalry there. 7 o'clock start. The Calgary Hitmen making a deal yesterday.
Saw this.
Adding a goaltender would not be accurate. They added the rights to a player. Trouble is, this player is playing in a league already and has kind of said, I'm not leaving. But it was worth a shot. The Calgary Hitmen will only give up an asset if, in fact, the player comes, which he says he's not going to, at least as of yet.
So he's on their hold his rights, this mysterious player.
This mysterious player. Can we even talk about it, or is...
Oh, boy, it sounds top secret.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we should even talk about it.
What are you talking about? They talked about it in the afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, I know they did.
Why would this be uncouth to talk about it?
I don't know.
Or does it just sound boring to you?
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's fine.
Do you have insider information?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I do not have any boomers rumors at this point. You got to do boomers rumors again. Yeah, well... There's a lot of things I got to do.
Screw off.
There is a lot of things that I need to do.
I haven't even finished Christmas shopping. And I'm tired.
Just lay off. Boomer has it. Boomer has it. Fletcher Demko.
Thatcher.
That's what I said.
You said Fletcher. Felcher.
Afraid of Felcher? Plays with Boston College.
Mark! Yeah!
A draft pick of the Vancouver Canucks. Again, playing in the NCAA, doesn't have designs on coming. Mike Moore, GM of the Hitmen, with Curry yesterday.
You know what? We have a good hockey team here. We got good goaltending, but we don't... he's a world-class goaltender. If you can get him out, great. This is a long shot still, and it's up to him whether he wants to come out.
Whoa!
It's up to him.
Hey, Thatcher. School's for losers.
Maybe Fletcher will come.
Fletcher's on his way. Maybe. I hope they wrote his name right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it suck if you gave up all those those draft picks?
Yeah.
For some Fletcher Demko?
So that's that. Hitman tonight, without Demko, with Max Shields, will take on the Edmonton Oil Kings. We've got it at 7 o'clock with, of course, the very capable Brad Curl and Ken Thrower.
Both are capable? Is that correct?
Very extremely capable.
Doesn't want to eat popcorn during the game?
Yeah. Doesn't mean he's not capable.
Right, okay. He's capable of doing more things than...
Maybe unprofessional. But
multiple things at the same time.
You know.
Very capable.
Right.
Here's a turnover. Padak and Masek in front. Shot. Rask scores. Victor Rask for the hat trick in front. Yeah, playa.
Victor Rask scored for Carolina last night.
Yeah, playa.
Yeah, playa.
What is he doing?
Don't stop believing. Headman, hold on to that feeling. Oh, boy. Was that bad?
Did you swallow a cat?
I don't know.
Did you swallow a cat?
See, that's the, you said that guy was capable with the.
They're good boys. They're good boys.
Curly, obviously. I'm a little curious about the singing fellow with the popcorn.
Had a great time at the Hitman game the other night.
Did you?
Sunday afternoon, you Kelowna like in town.
You like that 4 o'clock Sunday start.
Yeah, that's, it was all right.
Hitman staple.
Sure. Absolutely.
This is their last one before the Christmas break. The boys get about 10 days between games, and they're hot. Won 5 in a row.
Absolutely.
Going to beat the Old Kings tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Beat them. Beat them. Beat them bad.
Your boy Travis Sanheim, apparently not good enough for Team Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, you know what? They know what they're doing. What time is that? God.
Do you have any rumors? Boomer?
I have no... I do not have it, and I have no rumors. I neither have it nor have rumors.
Boomer has it. Boomer has it. Boomer has it.
3 games in the NHL tonight.
Is there?
Yeah.
Please, for the love of Pete, tell me about them.
The Ottawa Senators are in New Jersey. Ah, New Jersey. Where you could take the beautiful drive on the turnpike next to all kinds of chemical factories, probably where bleach is made. Both teams out of a playoff spot. Devils with 28 points in 32 games. Ottawa, 2 points better. With 2 fewer games played. Neither looking like playoff teams this year. Mike Camilleri.
Oh, but tell me more. Tell me more about this game.
What can we tell you? Mika Zibanejad's been good of late.
He has
for
been.
The Senators. And New Jersey is the oldest team in the NHL by about a decade, I think.
Camilleri injured again, is not playing right now, had a great start, was kind of at that point of game. Goal, half a goal or more every game type of a clip, but then he got injured, came back, and has been put on the shelf again.
And I believe Dave Cameron won 1-1 as the new head coach of the Ottawa Senators since they relieved Mr. McLean, who I thought was awesome.
You know what they need?
Never been near him, but I just watched press conferences. That looks like that's a guy you could go have a beer with.
Mika Zibanejad was their first-round pick not that long ago. Remember, he scored for Sweden in the World Juniors here in Calgary.
May we.
Had that huge goal. If he can start to, you know, be a first-round pick, now you've got Lazar. Ryan Stone has been good for them. Zibanejad, if he can start coming. Bobby Ryan is going to be Bobby Ryan. He signed on long-term there. They could use a little bit of, you know, we talk about luck. They could use a little bit of luck.
Yeah, and you know what? Kyle Turris is a number one. Mika Zibanejad is a number two. You get another center and bump those down to 2 and 3. Life would be a little easier, but Spezza gone. Alfredson retired. And I just look at that roster and say, sorry, I just don't think they're going to be a playoff team out east. Other action, Boston Bruins and Minnesota Wild. Apparently the Bruins ready to shed some salary. This is the rumor
really?
Du jour.
How would they do that?
Well, they'd have to trade someone that makes money.
Oh.
And I tell you, do you look at the way they've structured that roster, the way guys are getting paid? And who needs deals this summer? I believe it was, what, Riley Smith and Torrey Krug that needed deals as RFAs last summer, and they both inked one-year deals. So you got to, again, re-up them and, again, more money.
Krug, Dougie Hamilton, and Riley Smith, and Matt Fraser, all guys contributing, Fraser to a lesser extent, but I'll include him because he's from Red Deer. But key guys for them, all of them RFAs. As far as their UFA crop, Carl Soderberg, Danny Paille, Gregory Campbell, Adam McQuaid, Matt Bartkowski. Maybe the Flames can finally get Matt Bartkowski.
I would be more interested in that Alexander Kokolchev guy, but sure, we'll take Bartkowski. What are you looking for? You want a Curtis Glencross?
No,
what can we do for you?
No. That's not going to be shedding salary for them.
That's a problem, right? They are tightest to the cap of any team in the NHL. They owe raises to a bunch of guys this summer, and they've locked up their core at some high prices, I suppose. Not that they're not worth it, but Milan Lucic is $6 million.
So where...
He's
where,
not what he was. David Krejci kicks in at 7.25 next year. Brad Marchand, 4.5. Louis Eriksson's making 4.25. That's a lot of money. Louis Eriksson's the guy that should move.
Is it Louis Eriksson? Because it would seem like everybody else, whether it's Lucic, you get to the playoffs, and all those guys have a role.
Sure.
Bergeron, Lucic, Marchand, Krejci, Chara, you can't move those guys. You're still in win-now mode. But Louis Eriksson making 4.25 in the remainder of this season and next, he really hasn't been what they needed.
Well, and in Dallas, he was he's the most underrated player in the league. Look at that, 60, 70 points every year. No one talks about him, 30 goals. That has not happened in his short time in Boston. And the other guy making some dough that you might be able to part with, probably a good character guy, but Chris Kelly at $3 million, you'd hope one of your guys internally, cheaper in an entry level, could do what he does. $7 million for those two guys.
36 goals, 29 goals, 27 goals, 26 goals. Goes to Boston, 10.
There you are. That's what we're talking about.
10 goals.
Louis Houdini Eriksson disappearing in Boston.
What else you got for tonight?
Well, we mentioned Boston was in Minnesota. We'll see if Kemper gets a start because he apparently health issues. But the other one is Dallas and Vancouver as they start up the Western swing, much like we saw the Rangers just do Vancouver. They'll be in Calgary on Friday. And for the Canucks, they got to get the ship righted. They've struggled a bit of late, had a rough road trip there.
Remember last year? I mean, looking ahead, but remember last year when Dallas came through?
That was the whitewashing at the Dome.
It was Sagan and Jamie Benn all day. Just for fun, putting up points every shift. It'll be a good one. And of course, a bit of a tie there. The former head coach of the Iowa Stars and assistant coach of the Dallas Stars, now the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks.
Willie Desjardins. They won the Calder Cup last year with his affiliate based out of Austin.
Absolument.
By the way, let me see if I can wind the clock back to that Dallas rout last year. Because I remember, I went to that game and it was the perfect morning show guy at the hockey game event. It was like 4-0 and it was like, all right, see you guys.
Yeah.
Have fun tonight. Beat the traffic. Out in an intermission. Perfect. It was a 5-1 win. Is that right? I thought it was worse than that. 7-3, wasn't it? There it is. 7-3. Yeesh.
You know what? I just saw something.
4 goals and an assist from Tyler Seguin.
Yeah. Night. Pretty good. So that's the story tonight. I don't have a Boomer's rumor.
But do you have breaking news?
And I don't have a Boomer has it.
Boomer has it. Boomer has it. Boomer has it.
Only been sitting on that for about, what, Jay, 3 years?
Payoff might not have been as big as
it's so
you were
strong
hoping for.
Too.
It's so good. You know what we got to do?
And that have Adele that song in the background.
Song.
Boomer has it. Boomer has it. Boomer has it.
What have you got?
We should probably change the room. It'd be great. You know, earlier we did clean it up.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't write it down because I'm like, yeah, I want to use that for clean it. Totally forgot about it. And it was just reminded. Do I have time for a clean it up? Do I, like, just as I just have one, like, right now?
Time now for Hey, Clean It Up with Boomer and Warner in the morning.
Melky Cabrera has played for the New York Yankees, has played for San Francisco, of course, got into the drug scandal there.
Kansas City.
Did he spend some time in Baltimore? I mean, I'm just trying to think. Now, because he's moved around. Detroit. Didn't he get... I think he was moved in the Granderson deal with the Tigers. And, of course, most recently with the Blue Jays and has now signed a deal with the Chicago White Sox. So we're talking about a career that has, what, spanned 6, 7, 8 years?
It's a decade. 05 is first year.
All right. So it's a decade that he's been playing in the major leagues of baseball. Yesterday, press conference on the south side in Chicago, as Samardzija, David Robertson, and Melky Cabrera had introduced as new members of the White Sox.
Those Chicago teams are spending dough.
And Melky Cabrera is there for the press conference and answering questions with the aid of an interpreter. Melky, a decade New York, Toronto,
Atlanta, San Francisco, Kansas City, and now Chicago, all English language cities.
10 years, and you need an interpreter? Hey, Melky Cabrera, clean it up.
That was Hey, Clean It Up with Boomer and Warner in the morning.
Well done.
So there's that.
Yeah. That's a long time to not pick up the language. Although, you know what? He might be just pulling the Ishiro Suzuki, where he apparently knew the language inside out and then just completely played deaf, blind, and dumb to the media and apparently was a cut-up in the locker room. Now, that guy tricked us
all. Was he a scamp? Just a complete cut-up in the room?
I had a lot of diarrhea.
That's not Ishiro.
That's what you want to know?
It's funny.
The manager said you were sick.
Yeah, I had a lot of diarrhea. Yeah. I had an idea, and then why is it funny?
Yeah, yes, Chan Ho Park is funny.
Why is it funny?
Well, you know, it's most guys don't come out and, you know, in the locker room after a game.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
And tell Buck about diarrhea.
A lot of diarrhea.
We will come back. 960-960 mobile phone, an extended edition. Why? Because we care. And
do we? Do we really care?
We
is
care.
It, or is it because we don't care?
We care.
I know it's one of the two.
We don't care, which then leads us into caring very much. What you want to talk about next? Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Hi.
Hi.
9:45.
Doubleheader tonight on Sportsnet.
Tell me.
Sens at Devils, then Stars at Canucks. Get your pre-scout on, Flames fans. Stars will be in Calgary on Friday.
I really enjoyed the ABBA today.
I think it's probably a guilty pleasure for most.
Yeah. I'll say this, a lot of positive feedback in the fan feedback line. A lot of people enjoying it.
Better than Marty Robbins, I don't know.
Hey, you know what? The Marty Robbins thing, that was a direct tribute to the Stampeders. It was about the gun, you know, gunslingers, the shoot 'em up.
Was that Marty Robbins? Maybe I'm thinking of Coney Island or...
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Yeah, I like that one, actually.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Big Iron?
Big Iron was good.
Yeah. But the ABBA was a hit today. Should probably do some Christmas music at some point, because I understand Christmas is close. Around the corner.
Maybe that damn elf will show up near the CD pile and give you some inspiration.
Maybe. Hey, why don't we do the thing that we do?
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Be your own Santa with Varsity Chrysler and Mark Giordano. Buy your vehicle from Varsity this month for a private skate with Gio at the Dome. Go to VarsityChrysler.com for details.
Ah, yes, Steve and the boys at Varsity Chrysler bring you What You Want to Talk About. It is a segment where you people... I don't mean to, it sounds harsh, I know.
What do you mean, you people?
You people get a chance to dictate the topics here on the final segment of the morning show at 9:47. Hey, Boom, wouldn't it be hilarious if Torts got hired in Edmonton? Well, I'll tell you what, with the magic of Christmas, and if I could have one wish, that might be up there. Can you imagine if... the Fonz was behind the bench up there?
I'd donate a chunk of the paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, all those things that come off, those deductibles, I'd have a Tortorella deductible. I'd take $5 off every paycheck, get that guy there.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Like you were having your, what do they call that? Your wages garnished? Is that what they call him?
Darn it,
Marty Robbins, not Robinson. Yeah, that's what I said.
No one said Marty Robbins.
I'm the one that brought Marty Robbins to the table. Pretty sure I know it's Robinson. But thank you for the heads up. Heading to Vegas, can you ask Jason if there's anything to do there? Thanks. Jay? Vegas?
Did they do room service in Vegas, Jay?
Doesn't sound like much.
Yeah, a little slow this time of year, I guess.
Is it okay to use the Santa suit from the Elks Club in the bedroom with my chick? Listen, I guess do what you do. But what makes you think that Santa suit hasn't been doing some other disgusting, deplorable stuff?
I was going to say, a creep like you's done it. Think about all the other creeps who might have had that suit before you.
Hey, there's a great dentist on West Flamingo Road.
I lost a filling. Got to get to Vegas this weekend.
Where the heck is it? No. Well, and the other thing, I guess just last thought on that. Does the girl think that's good? Like, would she? That might be a little creepy,
maybe,
wouldn't it be?
Maybe you got one of those theater chicks that likes to dive into a little bit of a character role-playing scenario.
Hey, Pinder, will you be updating your Pinder Sucks website, and if so, how often?
I just updated it this morning. Just a single text, very concise, to the point. Choke Pinder with microphone cord unless you use wireless technology. Then please find something else that would work. That coming in at 7:59 and 41 seconds.
Okay. Morning. Boomer has it. Obesity. Boomer has it.
I think they're getting the segment wrong.
I don't know that that's what it would be.
I don't know that that's has made the curve. Boomer has it. Boomer has it. Boomer has it. Swelling. Headache. Morning sickness. Boomer has it.
Boom. Do your kids think you have a cool job? It is kind of unique compared to selling shoes or accounting. I don't think my kids really know what I do. It's like, do you have to go to work tomorrow? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Oh, okay. Not really at that point yet where, because it's really not. It's different. But I don't know if they actually can connect dots. The 9-year-old knows. 3-year-old has no idea.
This coming in on the text line, riveting radio, listing city names. Good job, Pinder. Where has Cabrera not played? I believe Kelly Kirsch actually did a
Montreal group. And Calgary and Hartford and Pittsburgh.
Minsk and Bratislava and Johannesburg.
Montreal.
And Tokyo.
Hey, Boom, how about you clean up your gut after those chicken wings? Incubator got to go, Boom Boom. Well, whatever, right? I just listen. They stick around. Hey, Pinder, clean up the basement. Let the basement clean it up. Signed, Pinder's sister. Good morning from Canmore. Thank you. What are you talking about, Boom? David Wilder, Fletcher. Hey, Boom, clean it up.
All right. Well, it's 4 hours.
Is that a rash?
It's 4 hours. Get a couple names wrong. Jeez.
Boom. Can you help me get Big Dick Cadillac for my friend's wedding? I was never connected to Big Dick Cadillac. I knew no one. I had no idea.
Big Dick Cadillac.
No idea what they were.
What about the Dust Rhinos?
Global Village Trucking Company, the Dust Rhinos, and many more.
All right.
Because I hear the Dust Rhinos. Someone actually texted in and said you could legitimately almost put an Artist of the Day together, the Dust Rhinos.
Roulette. Slots. Blackjack. Big Wheel. BLTs and poker.
Where was this? The Bear.
I'm not going to say it because I know.
Bear Claw Casino and Lodge, 3 miles south of Kenosi, Saskatchewan.
As soon as I start.
Kenosi, Saskatchewan.
As soon as I start talking.
Roulette.
All right. Hey, Boom Boom. Was that you I saw stuck in traffic on the Calf Row Bridge last night? I was not stuck in traffic on the Calf Row Bridge. No, sir. I don't think I was even on the Calf Row Bridge at all yesterday.
Did you ever get your robe caught over your calves?
Hey, Boomer, thoughts on Steve Ruchin? Yikes. Remember Steve Ruchin when he was with Anaheim, played with Korea, and Solani. You'd have them on your draft, in your hockey draft, because, you know, I'll get some points. But, wow. That's intense.
He was always that great piece of trivia as a guy that came through CIS hockey and still made it to the pro ranks. There was not a ton of those before him. I don't know if he's Western Ontario or something. I can't remember.
Oof. He's got a presence. You know when he's on. Wow. 6-game losing streak since the Hurt Boys came back.
Yeah, it was Western Ontario. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
12-3 with Sven, 0-6 without Sven. Coincidence? I think not. Oh, you've nailed it.
Yeah, it's the 9 minute of the night fourth liner that's the difference.
Berchi factor.
Although I'll say this, I don't know that Mason Raymond and Matt Stajan are best cast as fourth liners. I wouldn't mind me a little Michael Ferland in one of those slots, given what you expect out of a fourth line, but that's a discussion for another day. It's actually about sports.
Ryan Pinder is flat-footed. Signed, Doug Dirks.
It's just coming in. It's actually been confirmed for a while.
Is that right?
A little behind the times on that.
One word.
Flat-footed.
In the spirit of Christmas, is there a better Christmas movie than Christmas Vacation? I will be hard-pressed to say there's a better one.
And you know, Home Alone's actually a pretty good one for all the Macaulay Culkining in it.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of Culkining.
Funny. Yeah.
There's even another Culkin in there. Did you know that? The little kid that wets the bed after he drinks too much Coke? It's a little brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he as messed up and deranged?
Probably.
Yeah. Same deal.
I like the Home Alone. There's some more, you know, traditional stuff. But for my tastes, being me, doesn't get any better. Chevy Chase.
A little nipply outside.
A little bit. Driving to Phoenix in a couple days. Do you stay in Mesquite the second night, or do we push the extra hour to Vegas? I've never driven to Phoenix or Vegas. I've been to Vegas a bunch. I've been to Phoenix a few times, but I've never driven.
You're probably talking.
Can I refill your eggnog for you?
19, 20 hours in a car to get to Vegas, I'd think.
Refill your eggnog, or what else might you do?
Get you something to eat. Drive you out to the middle of nowhere. Leave you for dead.
No, I'm doing just fine, Clark.
My beer league team and I are doing a Christmas party this Saturday with a gift exchange. Some of the guys didn't want to do joke gifts because you can't use them after. Should I get a joke gift anyway just for them? Yes. What, are you buying real gifts for your beer league team?
It's a hockey team. It's gag or nothing. Some of the funniest moments I've ever witnessed in hockey were on the Secret Santas around hockey teams. Poor Ryan House. You wouldn't believe what he got.
Yeah. Boomer, you might want to put the child lock in the old Telus or Shaw PVR. I was searching Christmas to PVR a bunch of shows, and I see some adult movies got included. Christmas polls. Well, luckily I don't have either one of those to tape on my PVR. Hey, Boomer, do you play Cam on Modern Family? It's like you're twins. The whole... pick a fat guy in a TV show and ask me if I'm that actor.
It's clearly only one guy. It's not any guy.
Boomer, did you have 21th wings? I'll tell you, the guys that... Hey, every day. Hey, whatever you do, don't miss a show, ever. I love you guys, from the girl that listens every day. Aw, sweetheart. What are you doing with your life? Jeez.
You're not like the rest of them, are you?
Hey, Kirsch, can you please get rid of Rome and have a good host like Pinder have a show? Pinder is a lot more interesting.
I think Rome's pretty interesting.
Do you want your own show?
Who doesn't?
Well, let's get you one.
Broadway, maybe some stand-up comedy mixed in with some singing, bright lights, New York, marquee with my name on it. Oh, yeah. I've wanted a show for a while.
Well, I think the show with some sports talk and sound effects and music might already be, I think somebody might already be doing that.
Sports? I didn't say anything about that.
That said, could be done a lot better. Losing streak, RTO, no. Hey, Boom, Lakeside or Ridgeside or in the Valley? Neither.
Neither.
I'm not...
none of the above.
I'm not on the lake, and I'm not in the Valley.
And you're not on the Ridge?
I'm closer. If I had closer to being on the ridge than either of the
so
the
really
other two.
You're probably a plateau guy then. Is there a plateau?
I don't
by the ridge, but above it.
I would be in the like if you were a in the foothills of the mountains. I would be just another few hundred feet, and I'd have a property that's worth something.
A flat-footed hill.
That's kind of where I am. That.
Hey, Boom, was that you stuck at the picnic bench at Costco yesterday?
This from the 780 area code, who's been doing it all morning, so I'll do it for you. Again, thanks for listening, Edmonton Oiler fan in Edmonton. Hey, pretty cool to make fun of Edmonton all day when your team sucks and got some lucky wins early, even though they got outplayed big time. Flames will be lucky to win 15 more games with that bunch of no-names. That from Amazing Oilers. The reason we talk, why do we talk about Edmonton all day? Because you're a tire fire that fired your fifth coach in 6 years.
It's been 9 years now they won't make the playoffs. Nine. This is a very different scenario in Calgary. They're the laughing stock of the league, and they've got a jock sniffer owner who's hired all the old guys that played for the team that don't know how to run a team. That's why.
I am from Edmonton. And have been working down in Cowtown this week. Please don't call it Cowtown. You have replaced my Edmonton morning show. I like what you guys do. It's a good show. I'm just curious if you guys will be this upbeat and optimistic when Calgary loses 16 of 17 like their little sister, the Edmonton Oilers. Also, I am jealous you guys have Rome 10 to 12. We dropped him on the station up there, just like all our coaches. That's from Tyler in Edmonton. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you listening. Knew it was just a matter of time. And I don't know what to tell you. About if the Flames lose 16 of 17. My guess is, no, we will not be as optimistic. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Somebody talking about Christmas movie. Well, great movie. I love John Candy. Problem being, not a Christmas movie.
I was gonna say, I don't know how specific that is to Christmas.
That's, well, it's not, because it's American Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Die Hard, kind of a Christmas
movie. Yeah, you're right. Oh. I talk too much.
DeForest, you son of
I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
You had to, right? Well, you had to do that? Where are we here? Do you guys know if, again, love the guys that listen all the time, listen all day. I don't even need a show of hands to know who it is. Do you guys happen to know if Shanks has a lost and found? I seem to have misplaced my enthusiasm for fun. And this one here. Hey, Boom, if you drive to Mesa for Christmas, do you go all the way or stop at Tempe?
Wow.
Right? Talked about that once, one day, had that conversation, and 1963 here on his mobile phone is drilling me about it. Well done. Well done, fellas. I think that, you know what, we got to go because it's 10 o'clock. We got Jim Rome. I'd love to keep doing this.
You can't do that.
But you can't do that. We got
what you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Be your own Santa with Varsity Chrysler and Mark Giordano. Buy your vehicle from Varsity this month for a private skate with Gio at the Dome. Go to varsitychrysler.com for details.
We'll be back tomorrow. We, of course, it will not be game day. It'll be practice day.
Well, that'll be exciting.
And you're not here.
I'll be going to the Kings game tomorrow. Kings and Blues.
Good. Well,
if you need an intrepid reporter on the ground in L.A., not doing it. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm on a flight.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, if that's what you celebrate. And if not, happy holidays. And
you don't get happy holidays. Happy this time of the year, do you?
Yeah. No, I, again, enjoy everything of the holiday season.
Food?
Oh, I'm guessing. Like
family?
Do your team of chefs prepare it, or do they give the chefs the weekend, like the time off, and it's just the butlers? Do they do the meal?
No, I think we'll be going to the grocery store to buy some ingredients.
Oh, is that what it is?
We cook up.
Or do you send part of the staff? to go out and buy the goods.
I don't know that there's any staff that we're talking of. I walk just fine. I don't have a cane.
Oh, I see.
No staff.
I just wonder. So happy holidays, pal.
Thank you, sir. I'll be bringing back a little bottle of something special for you.
Nice. I was just in Mexico and brought you nothing.
That's true, but there's precedent. I always bring gifts and you don't, so expectations are what they are.
I like it.
You've got three kids.
Does that have any bearing on
Well, you're being loaded up with people generous? To give gifts to.
Have a good Wednesday, everybody. Steinberg, Hockey Central at noon. He will break it down. The Flames falling to the New York Rangers 5-2, making it 6 straight defeats. See you in the morning.
Out of here.